And is Beyonce's booty really as perky as it seems on TV? Hey, y'all. Kim Gravel here with LOL with Kim Gravel. And this is a comedy podcast. Yeah, it's a comedy show where we laugh about the messiness of life. And we're going to turn that mess into a message. You see, my mission is to encourage all women. And this is a show how we can embrace our real selves and laugh about all that stuff that life throws our way. So if you're ready, I know I am. Let's live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud right now.
LOL with Kim Gravel.
Oh, Zach. Hey, baby.
Hey, Kim.
I hadn't seen you in a week or so. I've talked to you, but I've texted you. We have emailed, but I haven't seen you. You're looking good.
It's great to see you. Can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Do you feel like just something is lost in texting? Because like you just don't ever get that connection. And I feel like...
Oh, I love to text. Like my whole family hates me for texting because I will text a Bible. I will text a total chapter. I will text a book to them. And like my kids are like, they don't even respond anymore. I'm like, make sure today when you go in, I mean, I just texted Bo in this break and I said, make sure you get those definitions for world geography, and crickets. And then, what he did is he went and he took a picture of every single page and he just texted them all to me. No, I'm a text freak. Why do you not like text?
No, it's not that I don't like text. I just feel like something gets lost in text. Like I'm always like trying to figure out like what is actually the meaning of it.
Like I will tell you, this is true. This is true story, Zach. Like I will be emailing someone, texting the same person at the same time about two different business things. And like Amy's like, you've got to stop that because I can't keep up. Like I need everything funneled. Like you can text me personally and then you email me business. I can't do all of that at the same time.
It's totally a lot.
How do you feel about me texting you when I do? Like, and be honest, be very transparent. Tell people how I am to work with right now.
And no,
like, don't tiptoe. No, because you brought up
So the good, the bad, and the ugly. The nice thing about texting is like it's always there, right? So you could just like I'll text you and you'll reply and it'll be really fast and it'll be great. But then it's like, you know, the problem is if like if you miss something or like, you know, whatever, yeah,
So you're saying I miss a lot.
I'll text you five videos or something, you know, for Instagram or clips from the show and like you'll miss it. And then I'll be like, well, I wonder, did Kim see it? Does she just hate it? Is that why she's not texting back? And that's what I hate about texting. It's more about texting than it is about like you. It's like, do I read into this? Or is it just that like, you know, she missed the notification and who cares?
Do I take this personal? Yeah.
I know it's not personal, honestly, but it's just like.
I know I need to start streamlining. So answer your question. I love text, but yes, you're right. It is something is lost in the translation.
Well, and then I will misread texts all the time and then reply in a way that like reading it later, I'm like, oh, well, that made no sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you never can feel the tone. She's like, I hate texting.
No.
And I'm like, look, this is it. Like, I don't even know if I would talk to my kids during the day if it weren't for text. I told my son the other day, I was like, cause he's into pickleball. You know, he's a tennis player in basketball. But he likes to play pickleball. I said, when I text you, okay, I don't care if you are rock climbing on the side of Mount Kilimanjaro, you better text me back. You better say I'm alive and I will call you when I get down.
Yep.
Because if you don't text me.
You know that they're seeing it, right? Like,
dude, I will go track you down. Like I said with Travis, don't leave me hanging, .. Text me right back.
Like I know your mom texts and stuff. Like I've texted with Joe.
Yeah.
She's great. My mom does not really text. Like not very well.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay.
Instead, she'll just leave me like 2.5 minute like voicemails. And I'm like, I'll get a missed call and I'll be like, I know it's coming. 2.5 minute voicemail. And I'll be like, I am legitimately not listening to more than 30 seconds of this. I become one of those people, I don't listen to voicemails anymore.
Zach, I'm telling you, my parents are now texting like videos and YouTube. Like my dad's a TikToker. Like he doesn't participate, but he views it.
I think that's most people so far in TikTok.
Dad says, I love these TikToks. And mom calls them Tic Tacs. I love them Tic Tacs, Kim. I love it because my parents are older, but, you know, they're still so vibrant. And so, like, I was talking to mom this morning, driving over to Bell Manor for the podcast, and it's like my mom is still growing and still becoming this, both my parents, they're not just retired or, you know, baby boomers who are just sitting at home. They are really, like, living some of their best life. Like, I mean, look, think about it. My mom is on QVC modeling. You know, my dad is still, he's downsized his business, but he's still an entrepreneur, still making loans, still, you know,
in business. Gotta get your dad in the show.
If he'll come, but it's like almost like, you know, even in our business, I'm 50. I'm thinking, am I done? Is, you know, like, when do you retire? But I think the best is yet to come. I think there's more. My dad always says this, you know, if you ain't dead, you ain't done. I think there's always more for you if you open yourself up. And that's what I like seeing, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I like to see my parents do. I mean, even your mom, she's leaving you a two-minute voicemail, but go,
she's
girl.
She's going to kill me. She's totally going to kill you.
She's totally going to kill you. You're totally never going to get a voicemail again.
Actually, the reason why I'm saying it is so I don't get a voicemail again.
You'll miss those one day.
I know. Ooh, okay, wait, Kim, that actually reminds me of, we got, instead of a listener question this week, we actually got our first listener voicemail response
text.
To an answer you gave to text. No, we've gotten text.
To a text.
Text us. No, we got our first listener voicemail who, we answered her question and she called back to tell us how it went.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, Kim. I was featured on the podcast with Kim Rittenberg, and I just wanted to let you know that your advice was spot on. I was the one that emceed with my sister at my local pageant, and I took your advice, and I kind of took her lead, but added my own flair to the pageant. And we were asked to MC at our local college, not our local college, it's actually at the college near us in the neighboring town, and it's actually a preliminary to Miss Oklahoma. So we kind of got bumped up. So thank you so much for your advice and just the kind words that you said. And I'm still a brunette with a booty, but she's learning how to do her thing. Compared to her bombshell blonde of a sister. So thank you so much for all that you do. And I'm kind of excited to see what the future holds for us. So thank you.
Yeah. So the best is yet to come. I love that. That honestly, this is couldn't be more perfect than what we were just talking about, because we're such destination human beings, meaning like, we're always planning to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying? We're always planning, like, when I get here, when I lose weight, I'll do this. When I save enough money, I'll do this. You know, it's how you think about it. Like, she's another, like she said, they leveled up. You know, they bumped up because you got to get started doing this thing so you can get this thing. Yeah. And so that's the best is always yet to come. We limit ourselves. I say that all the time, and I say that to myself, that we're always putting limitations, and I think that's just the flesh. It's just who we are in our humanness, that we're always trying to get somewhere and think we got to do something to get somewhere, when you just got to take that first step, because the best is yet to come for you. You're not done. It's not over. You're just getting started. And whether you're 16 or 60, right? Like, you can always learn and grow, but just take the first step. And take the first step in who you really are, not trying to compete or compare or be something somebody else is. Like she said, she goes, I'm a brunette with a booty. Then be the best you brunette with a booty. And listen, booties, they're important. And big booties are in.
She's owning it. I mean, and that's so important.
It's so important, Zach. Big booties are in.
I mean, I think for me too, like, you know, I'm in my like mid to late 30s, and like, I'm like, wow, I have 20 more years of a career ahead of me. right?
Like, no, 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 no. You got a lot more than that. Let me tell you something.
Or at least 20.
No. No. I'm glad you said this because I want to tell you something. I used to think that too, Zach, when I was in my 30s, like, okay, I got 20 more good years. Okay. So if you 20 in 20 years, you'll be what, 55?
56.
56. Think about all the people who have hit it big in a real way, and what age were they? Let's count.
Well,
them
totally.
Down.
Yeah. I should have said like 30 more years. Like just such
no, no, no,
a
no.
Long,
I'm talking
like,
about there's so many people who've worked all their life, but when they hit their 50s, it's when their career blew up.
That's when they hit their stride.
Yeah. Yes. Now they worked all those years to get there. I'm a prime example. I'm 51, and just the last 3 years, I have hit my stride when it comes to success and what we think success is, which is notoriety, financially, you know, all of that. I did not come for me until I was almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
You have to do the work, but y'all, it's because really that's when you step into, and some people do it. You know, I'm not saying everybody, I'm saying for the majority of us, when you lock down on the 50s, it's almost like, or the late 40s, you're almost like, okay, what I thought was important is not. Who I thought I was going to be is not true. What I thought I wanted to do is not what I wanted to do. There's a lot of things that become in clear focus at that age. So you got way more than 20 years, my friend.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. I guess what I was really trying to say, or what I should have said, is like, in 20 years, like, I will still be doing my career, and I like think about what I will have brought with me at that point, right? Like,
what you have learned.
I guess I'm like thinking about my trajectory just in a different way.
Well, I will tell you, it will be nothing like you can even imagine. Because when we say the best is yet to come, we don't mean the best, like it's going to be better days, more joy, more happiness. No, it's going to be the best, the optimal, the thing that you are supposed to be doing if you walk in that path. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. That's up to you out there watching and listening. That's up to me. It's not that it's not there for you. It is, but you have to move in it. You can't, it's not going to come to you. It ain't going to chase you down. It ain't going to call you on the phone. It ain't going to write you a check. It ain't going to do the hard yards. You've got to go and step in it. That's why I love that call that she said, we just took the first step. We did it. And then we got something even better. And I want to tell you, girl, there's even bigger and better things coming for you.
Speaking of the best is yet to come, Kim, who do we have on the show today?
Okay. So I have a dear, dear friend, another QVC friend find. I met so many of my forever friends at QVC. Mally Ronkell is on the show today. And you want to talk about the best is yet to come? You want to talk about someone who her outlook is spot on with her positivity? You're going to love her. Just wait until you hear her story and her message, because it's a big one. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free, and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week, and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they like at your fingertips. You have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy. And it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free. Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control. And to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and get full. They're good, y'all.
Melly, 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 wrong count.
What is that?
Isn't that awesome?
It is like the best. Well, seeing your face and hearing your voice is the best thing about this, but that might be a close second. That is good. See, it takes a woman like Kim Gravel to know that these little touches make a big difference in life. Well,
everybody needs, don't you think every woman when she enters a room needs a theme song? I think every single woman on the planet needs a theme song.
Thank you. Hello.
Play yours again. Play yours again. I want to hear it.
Melly, 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 wrong count.
Okay, Melly, we have to just get in because I call you my positivity preacher. Whenever I'm feeling a little low, I hit Melly up on her social media. Y'all have got to go follow her on her social media, Melly, and you've got Melly Beauty and then Positivity Preacher. Anytime you need to pick me up, that's you.
Thank you. Well, that means a lot because I'll tell you one thing about the whole positivity preacher thing, even before we get started. I want everybody to know because sometimes, you know the haters. They come.
Honey, hello. I ain't yes. We ain't studying them. God bless them.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they say things like, you know, being a positivity preacher is actually really bad because you're teaching toxic positivity. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Thank you. The whole point of positivity preacher is to realize, y'all, that life can be a SHIT storm. Okay?
Yes.
Let's be honest. There are times. On my phone right now, God bless, I have 3 friends that are all going through very, very, they are spread thin. The enemy is testing them. There is very hard times. We just went through a season of a lot of loss and a lot of pain. And I'll tell you right now, it comes. There's nothing you can do about it. The one thing you can do is choose your faith, choose your joy, and don't wallow in the pain. Feel the pain. Do the pain, address the pain, and then, okay, we're done. We're going to pick ourselves up. We're going to be positive, and we're going to move on. But, you know, you're like that, Kim. Come on now.
I try, babe. It's a practice. Yes. It's not something, it's not, I mean, I get in my lulls and my slumps. I was just in one a couple of weeks ago, Zach will tell you, and you have to choose that. It's a choice.
Yes.
Why do you think, Molly, so many people are in that place? I mean, Friday I went to this conference and it was a business conference and how to, you know, generationally bridge the gap with Gen Z, Gen X, millennial, all of the baby boomers, all of that.
Yeah.
And even the young people have lost hope, you know, and when you're young, the whole world should be ahead of you. Why do you think we are at a crisis of positivity in our lives?
Okay, well, first and foremost, as much as I live and breathe social media, you know, I always say I don't take a dump without posting it, honey. Okay, I'll be out there. All right, I will post it. Zach, you know it. You know it. I'm out there. As much as I love it, I do believe that it is a breeding ground, just as much as we try to use it for positive energy, for negative energy.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why we are constantly like this, constantly on our phones. There's nothing you can do. And so if you are not choosing to look at the right things, I am convinced that the negative things are going to find you, right? Mm-hmm. Because in all honesty, this is the thing that I find sometimes with people. It's like, you know, that term, like misery loves company kind of a thing.
Yes.
It's like when somebody opens the door and is like, oh no, I'm having a rough one, whatever. It's like, oh, I get to talk about my stuff too. And all of a sudden it just becomes this petri dish of negativity. And in a weird way, I don't know how to say this. It's almost bonding, right? Like it's almost like, oh, you're having a hard time. I'm having a hard time too. And then it becomes this thing. However, it then continues and it gets deeper.
It grows.
And it grows. Exactly. So I think that's kind of what it is. And that's why we're trying to make positivity and acceptance and joy and love like cool again, if that makes sense. Mm.
You're not trying, you're doing it.
Hello.
Okay, if you're listening,
like,
she brought props.
If you're listening and not watching, it's not a toot. Because sometimes people think it's
just pass gas. She did just pass gas.
Oh my gosh.
It says hashtag extra. And I chose this one specifically for Kim Gravel. Because
thank you.
Who is more extra than you? Who is more extra than
Listen,
you? No one.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I don't get my LOL fan, see what I'm talking about, Zach? Do you see how Mally is fantastic? Okay, to me, like, yes, you have a makeup line. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have this amazing, you know, resume when it comes to being a celebrity mm-hmm. makeup artist. You're an author. You're a mom. All of that, to me, is led you to this moment where you are putting this out into the world in such a time as this. Tell me, like, on your journey, I have to get real superficial a little bit too.
Yeah.
And but sure. Girl, what was it like doing Beyonce, J-Lo, and Rihanna's makeup? And is Beyonce's booty is really as perky as it seems on TV?
I can't even express to you the perfect
okay.
The juiciness.
Just genetic. Just
and
genetic.
She's born. There's nothing we could do. Like, I want to say, you know, it is what it is. And it's like, it's mesmerizing. Like, you look.
But how
like
did you start that? How did you get into that, though?
Okay.
Like, and, so, you know, like, give us your story. A lot of people don't even know. Like, Mally, how did you start to get to this positivity
preacher? That's a dream.
It's a
dream job.
Right? Listen, for many, many years, Zach, looking at Beyonce's booty up close was definitely a dream. No, I'm just kidding. No, but really, 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 for many years, yes, I will admit this was, and the funny thing about it, guys, is it wasn't a plan. Like, I wasn't like, I really want to do the biggest celebrities in the world. I never planned that. I knew that I loved makeup, right? I was that girl in high school beating your face in the mirror. I was picking your zits. You know, yeah, exactly. Anybody want some eyeliner? Because I'm here. I got it, you know.
Right.
I loved it. And I didn't care if I was going to do it in the counter at the mall or if I was going to do it on J-Lo. I really didn't. I just knew that I wanted to. And getting, you know, funny that you say, because Phil is always like, makeup was always just the vehicle. To get you to the place, right?
That's it.
Oh my gosh,
that's
you
it.
Sound just like him.
Right? Like, exactly.
Yeah. It's the vehicle.
Florence, South Carolina. So that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, because it was, I wanted to connect. And you too, Kim. Like, I feel like I'm talking to you, right? Like, this
Well, I think that's why we're close. We're kindred spirits in that, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was always about being able to come face to face, body to body with another human to share love and energy and lift each other up. And that was really what it was all about. And I believe, aside from the fact that I'm duty at doing people's hair, I really do believe that it was makeup that brought me there. Because think about it, when you're doing somebody's face, you are inches from them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's nowhere to turn. Like, literally, there's no way. If you're doing somebody's eyeshadow, guess what? They're looking dead center into your soul, whether you like it or not. And yes, that can be very uncomfortable for people. I always welcomed it. I loved it. I loved looking at somebody and seeing all the beauty physically, but more importantly in here. So anyway, long story short, I just wanted to be a makeup artist. There's a long story about it. We'll talk about it another day. But how I ended up doing celebrities was, ironically, I have the best agent in the world, who I still have 25 years later. Hello, Jim Indorado, the greatest in the world, who was just took me on as a baby. Okay, talk about a mentor. Talk about a person who believed in you. It takes one person to believe.
Just all takes one.
One. Just takes one. He took me on with nothing and just said, I don't know why, but I believe that there's something in you that's different from everybody else. And I don't know why, but I'm going to take you on and we're going to do this. And then as we progressed, he said, I'm going to put you with celebrities. You know why? Because you are like a cup of coffee in the morning. You are like a cheerleader. Like, you are that person who, when they got to go perform in front of a stadium of people, you're going to be like,
pump it up.
You got it. You got it. You got it. Exactly. Exactly. So that's how it happened. I was like, well, okay, whatever. And then next thing you know, it's, you know, early 2000s and there's this girl who needs makeup, Beyonce. Okay, I'll show up. Angelina Jolie. Who's that? Okay, let's go. You know, and it was like, and it just happened. And I do believe, and I just want to say this very quickly, I have super respect for the makeup artists on this planet that are really amazing. I have never, ever claimed to be the most technically perfect sound. And I want people to hear this because it's important. You don't have to be perfect at what you do per se, but it's what you bring besides that. Because I believe that not only was it just, you know, I think I did nice makeup on them, of course, but I think when you bring love and positive energy and people just want you around them, I think that that is also just as much important as what you do.
Yeah, there's so much there to unpack. We don't even have time for that.
But right. Yes. Yes.
You not only did you do it with celebrities, but then, you know, you had that opportunity opening up for Mally Beauty. And yeah, that's when it took you to the masses.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yes, you know, yes. Yeah. Well,
just a few weeks ago, you were on, you know, the Today Show with Hoda, and, you know, I mean, so you're always, God is always bringing you to a next level. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, he's never done with you, right?
Yes.
If you keep following, because
you
just keep growing. Yes. You're just getting bigger.
Okay. And this is something that I thank you and I love you. And so are you. Hello.
I still want you to do my makeup one day. That's
oh my God.
Okay. Okay. That's a bucket list item for me.
Okay. Bucket list item. Oh, honey, you better watch out. You are going to be sexy
fierce.
Time. Okay. Fierce. Thank you, Zach. Bravo. Well done. Well done, Zach. Okay.
I got the lingo, right?
I want you very well done. Are you a drag queen? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Maybe. You never know.
That could be part 2.0.
Yeah. Thank you. I love what you said, and I want to reiterate that for everybody listening, because this is the thing I love about your podcast, is no matter who you're talking to, aside from the fact that, wait, very quickly, I was just telling Zach and Kim this. So when I get my nails done, right, and between you and me, I don't love getting my nails done. I'm the least girly girl there is. Like, I like all the stuff. I know. But I don't like to sit there, and I don't like
to sit there.
Oh, it's like a whole thing. Anyway, I distract myself by watching LOL with Kim Gravel, and I do it every time. But the funny thing is, I'll be doing my nail and they're sitting there, but I have my AirPods in, and I'll be like, just like bust out laughing. And my girl, she's like, oh my God, what the heck are you watching? I'm like, you gotta watch this.
I love it.
So funny. It's the best. But what I love about your podcast is, you are so special. Like, you have.
Thank you, Mally. That's.
It's this attractiveness, but it's this thing where you really are America's best girlfriend. Like, really. Like, there's never a moment where I wouldn't think I want to just be with you. Like, just whatever. Going to TJ Maxx, or cooking a...
We could kill a TJ Maxx girl. We could tear that store up. Like a two tornadoes on a sunny day.
Tasmanian devil, thank you. But, you know, or like making boiled peanuts.
Oh, honey.
I told you,
oh,
I watched God. It.
Did Phil,
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
he knew
yes,
boiled peanuts, yes. right?
Of
okay.
course, my right. favorite thing. Anyway, I digress. But getting back to saying that, the reason why this is so great is because I never leave your podcast without carrying something with me that I can use in my life. So if there's one thing, and you just said it, and that's the thing, God is not done with you.
Mm-mm, no.
Everybody who hears the sound of your voice, my voice, Zach's voice, needs to know today. Because I'm going to be honest with you. You and I, we've been in this game a long time. I'm 51. Long time. No, wait. How old am I?
I'm 50. I'm 51.
When did you turn 51?
July. I'm 51, honey. And a half.
Well, you better work. Okay. I thought you were 50. No.
Where's my fan? Oh, where's my fan?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Here we go. New fan. Yes. Oh, so this fan is awful because it actually says yes, but it never opens all the way.
We're going to have to like blur that out.
No, we're not blurring that out. There's no blurring out. That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, but this is the thing, right? We've been at this a long time, have we not, Mommy?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you ever, let me ask you this, and I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to make me vulnerable, and I don't care. Do you ever have those nights where the enemy enters your brain and says to you, because I do, you've been at this game a long time, girl. I don't know what you're thinking because you're not that special. You're not that important. If it was going to happen for you, quote unquote, big time, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like Oprah style or whatever. If it was going to happen, it would have happened already. So I don't know what you're
Mally.
Thinking. I know.
Yes.
And what? Right. Why are you still trying? Like nobody cares and you haven't succeeded the way you thought you were going to succeed when you were young. I mean, it comes in heavy and hard. And that's why I think the enemy attacks you because they know that you are destined for more. Right. Yes. I'm so glad to hear that you think that. Wouldn't it have been funny, Zach, if she was like, no.
No, I feel that right? on a weekly basis. And I think you're, Mally, what you just said is dead on truth.
Yes.
My daddy used to always say, baby, if you ain't dead, you ain't done. And it's so true. You know, I mean, we level up as much as we want to level up. It's up to us. There ain't nothing stopping us. I totally agree with you. There's nothing stopping us, Mally. And I keep watching you rise and rise and rise. And let me just tell you, these little home chickens, these little young girls, they need us and we need them.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you. I love that. You know what's funny? Let me ask you a question about the home chickens.
is that the young home chickens. The home
okay. Is that copyright? I think that's copyrighted now.
Patent pending. Patent pending.
Hashtag young home chickens. Young home
chickens. Young homie chickens. I do. Okay. So here's the funny thing.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Because you're an OG and you're a gangster. You have been around and you have seen it all. And that's what I love about being able to, that we're friends and we can discuss this kind of stuff because it is hard, right?
It's
looking
hard.
At watching, you know, the new world and the new generation, you know, sometimes, I don't know, again, I'm going to be a little shady and I don't mean to be, but every once in a while I'll see like one of the young home chickens and they're like, oh, and then there's this tip where you do this, that I created this tip to do this to make you look like this. And then there's this tiny little part of me that's like, I think I was doing that, you know.
20 years ago.
Yes, exactly. However, let me start before I get canceled. Let me just say this. I don't blame them. I really don't.
Yeah, they're discovering.
Take your opportunity, exactly, and discover. And if you and I can be a part of that growth and a part of that, you know, because again, we both have young kids that you want them to succeed, right? You want them to grow.
Yes. I want them to have hope.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
I want them to have, we're getting older, Mally. Let's just face it. And, you know, yeah. I want them to have the good old days.
Yes. Yes. Right?
There was nothing yes. like the 80s. Bring the fan out. Yes. Oh. Bring the fan out. There's Hold nothing on. Like this the 80s.
80s fan. Extra. Thank you. Kim right. Gravel. Yeah.
Okay. Mally and Kim.
Oh, God.
So I'm back in with here we my
Zach Attack.
All right, so we got deep, and now it's time to get a little frivolous. Mally, you gave us the perfect introduction to this game. You don't know it yet. For those of you who don't know, the Zach Attack is a fun game that we play with almost all our guests, and Kim has no idea what is in store. So today, we are going to play a game I'm calling the Beauty Hackathon.
Do you
all know what a hackathon is?
Yeah, we know what hacks are.
Right.
Well, you know what hacks are, right?
Yeah.
So a hackathon is like a programming thing where you try to do as much as you can in a really quick amount of time.
Oh, my Lord. Right?
So I want you both to work together as a beauty hack dream team.
Okay.
Okay. To drop as many real deal beauty hacks as you can in 2 minutes. Okay.
Oh gosh, okay. Zach. Oh, you go first, Mally. Beauty before age. Beauty before age. You go first, Mally.
You better stop.
So we'll see how many beauty hacks we can get through in 2 minutes.
Girl, you have a secret. Just make it up.
Okay. He don't know. Okay.
That is hilarious. Okay. Hold on.
I'm going to say this. With her makeup artistry and as a makeup artist and my pageant stuff, we got this on lock, girl. Let's go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Everything is on the table. Any kind of beauty hack you could think of.
Okay, we got it. We got this. Come on, Mally. You go first.
We got this. Okay. Ready? First. Go.
Okay. Your eyebrow pencil as lip liner.
Ooh, good one. Okay. You can have cleavage by taping your boobs together with duct tape.
Using a number 2 lead pencil to fill in your eyebrows.
Oh, God, I've never done that one. Tape your pinky toe and your toe beside it together so when you walk in heels, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Oh, snap.
I know, right?
Cold chamomile tea bags to make your eyes less puffy.
Ooh, I've not done that one either. Love that. I'm totally doing that one. You can get some, the baseball players spray their hands and put their hands up in a mitt so their glove doesn't slip. You can do that with your swimsuit so it doesn't ride up and you don't have a thong. Because God knows most of us don't need to be wearing one. That's a good tip. Y'all better use that one. Go ahead, Mal.
I like Mally's focusing on the top half. Kim's on the bottom half.
That's right. We're tag teaming it, baby. Dream team.
All right, we got 55 seconds left.
Use your fingers to contour your nose with a little. There you go. Little eyeshadow. Don't use a brush. Use your fingers because you can feel the cartilage. You can know exactly where it is.
Okay. Yeah. Add a little baking soda and hydrogen peroxide to your toothpaste. Add a little mixture to brighten and whiten your teeth naturally.
You better sell that, girl. Okay. Okay, take contour. If you're feeling a little chunky monkey, take contour powder and fill it in on your thing. And guess what? You can even put it in your abs.
Ooh, to make abs.
Make abs. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
My gosh.
Thank
does
you.
That work on a dad bod?
Honey, it sure does. You this better believe it. I'll tell you offline who I did that to. Okay.
Oh.
Mail. Okay.
All right. Is time.
Oh.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we close out every show, and you know this, with rapid fire questions.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm going to ask you just random questions.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. I want the first thing, which you never know what you're going to get with Mally, that pops into your mind. Just say it. Okay.
Okay.
What is if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be the one makeup item you'd have to have?
Oh gosh. I'm going to say a shadow stick because you could do anything to it. It's literally a crayon. You draw all over your face. That's it.
How do you take care of your skin? I had so many people asking me this about you.
I wash my makeup off every single night without, that's my mommy talking to me. She said, I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how much you have been doing all day. The last thing you need to do is sleep with makeup in those pores. Are you crazy? So ever since then, I hear her voice in my head. So I wash my face every single night, no fail, even if it's three in the morning. Never.
I love it. And I love how you are keeping, not only do you know what she looks like, you remember her accent. Okay. How many days do you go without washing your hair? What's your max?
You are not going to believe this. Thank you. Hello. Now, this is crazy, but I have the most amazing hairstylist named Nicole, who does a bulletproof blowout that you have never, ever seen. Like, I don't know what kind of sorcery she does, but I kid you not. Are you ready? It was 8 solid days. I did not wash my hair. And it was, I mean, I did it yesterday because it was time, but I'll tell you right now, I looked at Phil. I was like, do I look camera ready still? It's been 8 days. He's like, yes.
Your hair is the best hair on QVC. Well, I'm just saying, you got us some locks, girl.
Well, thank
don't ever
you.
Cut it. What is your most favorite piece of clothing you own?
Oh, that my mom's dresses. I've kept everything of my mom's. Yes. And by the grace of God, I still on certain days can fit into them. the stretchy ones for sure, but all that 80s glam, you know, those Alexis Carrington Colby.
Oh my gosh, Dynasty Dolly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We should remake that one too. Okay. Who is your celebrity crush?
Okay. Now, you know what? I'm going to say this and y'all are going to roll your dang eyes. I know you are.
No judgment.
I really don't. You know,
if you're going to say Phil, I'm going to walk out. I'm out. Now, you got to have some kind of secret lover.
Yeah. I mean,
At least on TV. Come on. A celebrity group.
God.
If she says Phil, we're going to be like, thank you, Mally.
That's it. Yeah. We're playing her off. I'm ready.
Okay. For the record, I'm going to leave. I'm going to give you one. But really,
one.
I am saying Phil. I'll give you one. Can I say a young Johnny Depp. No offense, Johnny. I'm sure you're...
No, you're talking about like early 21 Jump Street young?
Yeah, okay.
Like I don't
that.
Hate that.
You know,
young. No offense, right. Johnny, but not now. We want you back in the day. Okay.
That's awful.
No, this is a question. Would you... This is terrible. We'll cut this out. Maybe not. would you want you to be now and him back in the day? Or you want to be back in the day and him back in the day? Because that makes a difference.
Okay. This is awful. Okay. Wait, I need to change my answer.
No, there's no answers.
That's
no,
so
you can't.
It's done. It's over.
I'm sweating. My God, awful. I feel so bad. Like, what if it gets that? He's like, rude. You went yourself, girl.
No, what if he's trying to? Mally, he could try to slide in your DMs, honey. Call us if that happens. Right. We'll type a second podcast. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Your favorite junk food could be anything.
Okay, I have a few, so I'm going to give you.
Okay, yeah, please tell.
I love a root beer float any day.
Ooh,
just
that.
Root
vanilla
beer with vanilla ice cream. Yes, it makes me so happy. I love the chip dip, the Lipton with the sour cream, and you make it yourself with a good old, big old wavy Lay's and just eat that thing right up. Yes, thank you. I love nachos. I love French fries. I love any potato of any form. Okay, I could do this for hours.
What's your favorite sweet? What's your favorite sweet other than the root beer float?
Okay, I like a Reese's peanut butter cup. But it has to be the Halloween ones that are actually like pumpkins or bats.
That has more peanut butter in it.
You know what? Yeah.
Okay, this is my last question.
Okay,
if tomorrow was the last day on Earth, what is the one piece of positivity you would leave us with?
You are worthy. You are worthy. I think so many of us don't feel worthy. Yours truly included. There are times that I'm like, you're not special, girl. I don't know what you're thinking or what somebody's blew up your butt, but you are not. And everyone is worthy. And I think raising children in this day and age is the number one, because there's constant comparison to everybody. And that is, that's tough. That's hard because you have to have a strong will to say, you know what? I am okay. I am good. I am meant to be here. I'm destined for great things. And that's not always easy when you're comparing yourself to everybody's highlight reel on Instagram. So you are worthy and you are a gift and you are meant to be here and your best days are ahead. And I believe that 1,000% with all my soul.
I love you.
I love you. I love you so much. I can't. Honestly, can we just do this every day? Like, I'm not even kidding. Thank you. Okay. Jesus, I love you. Wants to tell you that he loves you.
Do you I have love this? Dancing.
I
remember I told you where'd you get them? And I bought like six of them and gave them out to all my friends. It was Dashboard Jesus.
Dashboard Jesus.
I got them because of you.
I love you. Okay. We're getting
so for
all
those
the
of
Jesus
you listening merch. And not watching this show, yeah. Mally is holding up a bobble Jesus. Yes, a dashboard Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know what's with all the QVC people and like, you know, we have like Jesus pens, we have Jesus dashboard. You know.
Because we need him.
Amen. That's the end of the show. Thank y'all and good night.
Love out loud.
Well, we sure did laugh out loud today. I love, didn't you love Mally? Don't you love her energy, her positivity, her spirit?
I totally get why like these celebrities want to work with her, right? Because like she just comes on and she lights it up.
Lights it up.
Like that's her deal.
And I loved, I mean, she was like the best is yet to come. I mean, like she gets it too. I think I don't know if it's a generational thing or it was just meant to be, I guess, because she gets it. And it's one of those things where when you get it, you're still scared. You still don't believe all the time. You still have your doubts. But the knowing it, that the best is yet to come, that's the first step. Mm. That's the very, very first step.
Yeah, how do you do? Like, if you have not found success, right? If you are someone who is still kind of struggling as you move into your, you know, whatever age, it doesn't really matter what age it is. I guess that's the point. Like, how do you change that mindset, though?
If you haven't found success in what your heart's desire and what you want to do, that's a really good thing. Okay, so hang with me. Because the fact that you still want to push forward and rise and level up and bump up, as we heard earlier, our caller was saying, we got to bump up, tells me that you're not done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The fact that you're still a little empty, you still have things you want to do or you still have a desire to be successful, tells me you're on the right path. But you sitting there saying, I'm not successful, I'm not on the right path, that means you are.
There is also no such thing as being done, right? Like,
no.
Has anyone ever been like, well, I did it. I'm there. I got it.
No, the answer to the question is no. I just went to a conference last Friday. I call it my fill my cup moments. I always take when I'm feeling tapped out, I'm feeling pressure, I'm feeling stressed. I'm eating three or four, you know, Twinkies at a sitting. I'm you know, that's my vice of choice. I know I need to do fill my cup moments. So I just last minute, it was the day before I said there was a little conference going on with John Maxwell. I don't know if you've ever, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore that man, John Maxwell.
The business, business guy, right?
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. And so I said, I'm just going to go half a day, 9 to 1, sit and hear a bunch of speakers and just be, you know, fill my cup. And I didn't even know how old he was. Dude, he's like 76 years old. And still,
and he's just still writing. It on
he's
stage.
Still got a new book coming out in March. I mean, he's still doing the thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's still operating and leveling up, and saying his best days are yet to come, and so are yours. So listen, get this. Repeat after me. I am successful. God has a plan, and the best is yet to come.
Yes.
I love y'all. Thank you so much for watching. Y'all go follow Mally. Hit us up at lolkim.com. Download, share. Let everybody know that we're out here to make everyone, the world, a better place, but also help you to level up because your best is yet to come. We love you so much. Mwah! Bye. LOL is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden. Our cover art is designed by Sarah Noto. A special thanks to all the team members at QVC Plus. And thank you for listening. I love you. Come on! All of that stuff that we say equate with sex, sex, we create with, that was a Freudian slip, that we, now sex is not the same in your 50s, trust me.
Look at, that looks like you.
She is my dream team.
Could you imagine if Kim Gravel and Dolly Parton were in the same room?
I've got the breasts for it.